Hey. Hi. Can I snuggle with you? Thank you. God. I love it when you get out of the shower and come lay down in bed. Naked. Just here on top of the sheets like this. God, it's like you're beckoning to me. To come to you. Teasing me. Instructing me silently with your simple action. To come and be at your side. To tend to you. It overwhelms me with the need to be closer to your body. Take in your scent. To caress you. Press myself against you. Just like a sweet little kitten. Oh, God. It's so nice to be here with you like this. Oh, God. Tracing the contours of your body. With my fingers and my eyes. God. Knowing what may come next. If only you wish it. Your handsome face, your neck, your chest, your arms and hands, your tummy, your legs and feet, and your cock. You're perfect. Beautiful cock. All of you. You arouse me. You turn me on. Just the sight of your body excites me. Laid out for me like this. It makes me want to beg. Soon I'll be begging for it, that I promise you. And then, God, when I think about the way you touch me, my God. God, I know I've told you this before, but I never get tired of saying it. The way you touch me. It's the closest thing I've ever felt to the sensation I have when I touch myself. You know how to treat my body. A woman's body. You know my pace, my needs. Most intimate sensual triggers. Fuck, I've never come harder or faster than when you're making love to me. When you take me in your arms and pleasure me with your exquisite touch. To me, that means you want to keep me. I want to endear myself to you even more. It makes me feel confident, content. Complete, knowing that I'm yours. Yours to command, to love, to be the recipient of all of your affections. Or to be your plaything. I'm ready to fulfill any and all of the desires you have. Not as an obligation, but as an insatiable need. I want you to know and understand more than anything that every part of my body is for you, with no limitations. And you can undress me anytime you like. Peel off my clothes like I'm gift wrapped just for you. Anytime, anywhere. Here now, or in the car, or the theater, or our favorite restaurant. Or even out on the street in broad daylight. I will smile at you and hold your gaze quietly and gratefully while you do it. And then I'll stand for you, naked, proudly ready to follow your next command. You can display me for all to see, so that they know I belong to you. My breasts and my ass are for you. They say that a guy is either an ass man or a breast man, but I know for you it's both. The way you playfully slap my ass when I scoot past you, or when you do it a little harder, like when I deserve it or when I demand it. Oh, before you rub your hard cock between my cheeks, before you plunge yourself inside me, when your fingers dig into my flesh and you grip me tight. Oh, when we both come, I feel like sometimes I may pass out from sheer ecstasy, but I know you adore my breasts as well. Their size and shape, they're a perfect handful. I love that I can make you harden when I lift my shirt and present my breasts to you, for you to inspect, to kiss, to cup in your palm. Or to clamp. The way you make me be patient for your cock as you tease my body. I will dutifully show my breast to you the moment you ask, at any time. And any place. All my hands are for you. I will caress your body with them to help ease pain or stress, or to bring you pleasure whenever you require it. Kneading at your muscles, finding the spots of tension, and pushing it all out, or simply rubbing my warm hands all over you gives me a sense of fulfillment. But using my soft hands to bring you to new sexual heights is most important to me. The way I can shift the strength of my grip on you in an instant to make you come quickly, or to make it last as long as you want, to edge you into oblivion. I will never stop learning new techniques when it comes to stroking, pumping, and massaging your cock and your balls, or understanding that each part of you has its own unique sensitivities, and how to exploit those sensitivities to bring you to the deepest pleasure. Each individual finger has a role to play. And when you orgasm, I will always treat your cum as precious, because it is. I will cup my hand at the head of your cock and gently milk out every drop into and onto my open palm. Oh. And then coat my body in your sticky warmth. Or maybe I'll just be greedy and go in for a taste. Every part of my mouth is for you. My soft lips. My wet tongue. And the warm inside of my mouth are for your cock and your cum. God, I long more than anything to kiss it, nibble it, nurse on it, and lick it. Using all of me in perfect synchrony. Anytime you desire, my mouth is yours. Simply show your cock to me, soft or hard, and I will fall to my knees and give it a snug, comfy home. No questions asked. No words need be exchanged. I will hold it softly, quietly, for hours on end. Even as you do other things, like sitting at your desk or relaxing on the couch, I will stare at you, begging with my eyes for each morsel that leaks out, content that you will soon fill me up with your hot gift. I would come over and over from the sheer anticipation of it. Softly whimpering onto your cock. Or if your passion overtakes you and you simply need a face to fuck, even for only a minute, my mouth is yours. God, your cum excites me. I find myself obsessing for it, daydreaming about it, the taste, the texture. And the scent drives me wild. Even earlier today, I was wondering when I would have it next. Maybe soon. I would even be content to be nothing more than a warm, comfy hole for you to place your hot sperm into. A receptacle for your cum. Just the thought of that excites me. I could lay on the bed with my arms by my sides and my mouth open wide, begging with my soft and quick breath for you to fill it. Every drip, every drizzle of pre-cum would be a sweet, delectable treat for my taste buds. Then I could stick out my tongue, holding it hard in place for your cum to shoot against before it slides back down into my mouth and down my throat. That would be blissful. Or I could watch you come into a glass above me. Watch it ooze and spill out until you are empty. And pour it into my mouth so I don't miss a single ounce. However you choose to feed me your cum is the way that I want it most. Anyway, but just know that I will always finish the job when you desire it. I will hold you in my tightly warm mouth until you are bone dry. Until I've swallowed down everything you have to offer, and then I will thank you for it. My pussy is for you. The feeling of you entering me is indescribable. Ineffable. Oh, my pussy begs for your soft but firm lips and your perfect touch. Even a light craze from your fingers is nearly enough to bring me to the edge. Oh, but the moment your cock enters me, it's like a switch going off. I am lit from within. Complete. Whole. Oh, God. God, sometimes I just want to wrap my pussy around you and hold you there forever without moving, without motion, just nice and still and quiet. Oh God, I would just come from holding you inside me like that. Maybe glide my pussy over ever so slowly up from your base to your tip and back again forever. Oh, but I always succumb to my urges to ride you wildly, to pump your cock as hard and as fast as I can, and slap my body against yours. Oh, it's when you bring me to the edge, but then make me slow down, and I love that most. The way you make it last, the way you force me to be patient, pushing me into unexpected, incredible configurations, like your plaything. Oh, you do it because you know me so well. You know my body. Oh, you know my pussy. You know my deepest sexual needs, God, and you fulfill them all. You know exactly what to do to make me spill my warm juices all over you, as I always do. I will always clean you up after we come. I like to keep your cock clean and perfect. Oh, and the taste of your cum and my pussy together. Oh, it's like a sweet dessert after you fucked me silly. Got a delicious, delectable treat for your little kitten to lap up. Every part of my body is yours, and every part of your body is mine. I will treat it with love, respect, and gratitude, always. I'm not telling you all this because you don't know it already. I know you do. But it's nice to remind you. And it makes me so wet to tell you. Now that you seem a little worked up too, laying here naked next to me, will you allow your little kitten to take care of you? Your wet little kitten. I promised you I would beg. So I'm begging. Please, sir. Will you let me take care of you with every part of my body? Will you take what is yours? Please.